Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Flushing, New York, Falun Dafa Group welcomed in Chinese New Year parade. Japanese audiences treasure cultural essence of Shenyang. Falun Gong practitioners hold Information Day in Sweden. Police officer, you can put the banner up here. After years of persecution, Nanchang woman sentenced to prison again. And Rome, Italy, public supports effort against persecution of Falun Gong in China. Now for the stories. Flushing, New York, Falun Dafa Group welcomed in Chinese New Year parade. During the annual Chinese New Year parade on February 4, 2017, in Flushing, New York, local resident Yu Chengguang said after seeing the Falun Dafa contingent, "A community first needs peace, which will then lead to economic development. I think the Falun Dafa group has contributed a lot to our local social order and prosperity." About 100 groups participated in the parade, which had more than 100,000 spectators. Many spectators were impressed by the Falun Dafa performance. Consisting of nearly 500 practitioners, the Falun Dafa group was led by the Tianguo Marching Band and Dragon Dance, followed by Heavenly Girls, Flag Dance, and Waist Drum teams. Mr. Yu, a longtime resident of Queens, has attended the parade for several years. He said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are powerful because they provide us with warmth, stability, and hope." He said he was glad that the practitioners were met with cheers and smiles along the parade route. Upon seeing the only Chinese marching band in the parade, many onlookers said that they liked the melodies and the energy of music played by the Tianguo Marching Band. One spectator commented, "This is the most beautiful and pure music I have ever heard." Tong Ji, vice president of a healthcare product company, immigrated to the United States 5 years ago. He said that the Chinese community in Flushing used to be separated, and it was Falun Dafa practitioners who brought positive changes during the past few years. Having lived in China for decades, he said that the most important thing for Chinese, regardless of being in China or the U.S., is the moral standard. He said, "I am happy that Falun Dafa and its practitioners have played a leading role in improving morality. This is very important for all of us."
Japanese audiences treasure cultural essence of Shenyang. Shenyang Performing Arts kicked off its 2017 Asia Tour on January 26th in Kyoto, Japan. The company presented 7 sold-out shows in 3 major cities in Japan from January 26th to February 2nd. An audience member who is the chairman of a company in Japan said, "My dormant heart was jolted back to life. Shenyang has made me enlightened to the fact that we must treasure every day and know why we are alive." He added, "I want to say thanks to this group. It is so outstanding, and I often shed tears during the performance." A former member of the House of Representatives of Japan said, "Each piece of the program was truly exquisite." Shenyang condensed the Chinese history of 5,000 years and then interpreted it through performers with superb skills. She added, "Shenyang extracted the most distinctive essence from the long history and adapted it into a magnificent program." A renowned sumo wrestler commented, "This is indeed a performance that will leave an indelible impression on my mind. Every dancer's movement and gestures are so delicate and graceful. Every scene of the landscape and the settings made me feel the broadness and profoundness of the Chinese culture." He added, "It conveys the elements of Chinese traditions to us in the form of arts. It is indeed truly remarkable." Playwright Misako Ohashi said, "I was truly touched by the dancers' perfect bearing and skill. I feel very fortunate. The performance and music presented by Shenyang today is truly superb. It was all very enjoyable. The stories are really fascinating, too, as if we were taken to a paradise," she added. Hotoku Nakazawa, director of the Hyogo Prefecture Religious Federation, said, "I sense a greater power coming from above, and how it goes to every cell in my body and becomes part of my body. I realize the meaning of Shen Yun's global tour. I believe the people around the world can all resonate with what I feel. I do look forward to the future. Shen Yun will continue its Asia tour with upcoming February performances in Chuncheon and Busan, South Korea.
Falun Gong practitioners hold Information Day in Sweden. Falun Gong practitioners in Sweden held Information Day activities in the downtown area, at the public library, and in local communities and schools around Stockholm during the Chinese New Year. The activities introduced the benefits of Falun Gong and exposed the persecution of the practice by the Chinese Communist Party, especially the CCP's atrocity of harvesting organs from living practitioners. The practitioners' peaceful exercise demonstration and soothing music attracted many people. A young couple from North Sweden wanted to learn the exercises after learning a little about the practice. The husband was so happy to find Falun Gong that he held the introductory flyer to his chest. He was eager to know if there was a group exercise site near his home and was glad to learn that there was. He told a practitioner, "I will look for it after I get back." Another couple said that it was ridiculous to persecute such a great practice. The man said he had seen a Falun Gong group exercise when he visited Seoul. The couple had visited China and loved the Chinese culture, especially traditional Chinese medicine. They repeatedly thanked the practitioners for telling them about Falun Gong. Many people took the initiative to sign a petition calling for an end to the persecution in China.
Police officer, you can put the banner up here. Falun Gong has been persecuted in China for 18 years. Some police officers have gradually learned the truth and have now begun to support practitioners. Below are two stories recently submitted to Mingwei, the first by a reader in Heilongjiang Province and the second by a reader in Shandong Province. Distributing Mingwei calendars in Heilongjiang Province. I went out with 12 Mingwei calendars to distribute one afternoon. They contained basic information about Falun Gong and were well designed. People liked them very much, especially as the Chinese New Year was approaching. Within a few minutes, I had distributed 9 of the calendars, and 3 people had agreed to quit the Chinese Communist Party. I told them about the regime's mistreatment of Chinese people, including Falun Gong practitioners. I crossed a road to enter a convenience store when a man stopped me. I greeted him and handed him a calendar. "Hey, you know, with so many of you practitioners out on the street, we also dispatched a lot of people on patrol," he said, implying he was a police officer. Noticing his words were not hostile, I said to him, "I can tell you are a good person. You wouldn't do such silly things and turn in innocent people, right?" He did not answer, but asked what I had left in the handbag. I handed him a DVD that contained Falun Gong information, but he asked for more, saying he had seen 2 more Mingwei calendars in my bag. I gave him the calendars. He accepted them and urged me to leave. I was not sure what he meant, so I wanted to stay to tell him more facts about Falun Gong. Seeing that I was not moving away, he became impatient and said in a lower voice, "We may have more people coming," referring to plainclothes officers. "If they do not find materials related to Falun Gong in your bag, there is nothing they can do with you. You'd better go now." I thanked him and left quickly. I knew he had already learned the truth about Falun Gong and that he will be blessed for his efforts to help practitioners. You can put the banner up here, a story from Shandong Province. One day last year, I went with another practitioner to hang banners that read Falun Dafa is good and bring Jiang Zemin to justice for persecuting Falun Gong. A bridge above a highway looked like a good place to hang a banner. We saw 2 men in their 20s sitting at one end of the bridge fishing, but we ignored them and took out a banner preparing to put it up. The 2 men stopped fishing and came toward us. I noticed they were actually police officers. The first man saw what we had in our hands and continued walking without saying anything. The second officer stopped and silently looked at us. I went over to him, hoping to tell him about Falun Gong. The officer waved his hand at me and said, "That's fine. You can put the banner up here." I decided to engage in a conversation with them anyway. After hearing how the Communist Party had persecuted Falun Gong so brutally and spread hate propaganda, both of them decided to quit the communist organizations. One was a party member, and the other had joined the Communist Youth League. The other practitioner and I were very touched by this experience. Many Chinese people have broken away from the Communist Party's propaganda, so we should do our best to save more people.
After years of persecution, Nongchang woman sentenced to prison again. Ms. Yu Suihua was arrested on January 28, 2016, for distributing informational brochures about Falun Gong. She was illegally sentenced to 5.5 years of imprisonment on December 22, 2016. Ms. Yu has been held in a forced labor camp twice, imprisoned once, and tortured during detention since the Chinese Communist Party head Jiang Zemin launched the persecution in 1999. When Ms. Yu was arrested, her husband went to the Xinjiang District Domestic Security Division to request her release, but to no avail. His health deteriorated after several months of running to different government agencies and worrying about his wife. He was hospitalized in May 2016 and diagnosed with late-term gastric cancer. Ms. Yu's husband passed away in July 2016. Her family did not tell her until recently because they worried that she would not be able to bear the sudden loss of her husband. Past persecutions. Ms. Yu, 67, is retired from the Jianling Automobile Group in Nanchang City after she started to practice Falun Gong in October 1996. All of her illnesses disappeared. She went to Beijing in October 1999 to appeal to the central government for the right to practice Falun Gong and was arrested by the police in November. She was transferred to a forced labor camp on January 20, 2000. Ms. Yu was eventually released, but on November 30, 2001, officers from the Jianling Police Department and the Qingyunpu District Criminal Police Division forced their way inside her home and arrested her. She was transferred to a brainwashing center located at the Jiangxi Police Academy in mid-December 2001. The police extorted 3,000 yuan from her family. Ms. Yu was arrested for the third time on her way to distribute Falun Gong informational materials in Guiyang City, Jiangxi Province, on April 17, 2004. She was sentenced to 3 years of imprisonment and sent to a forced labor camp on May 26, 2004. She was locked in a small cell and forced into doing labor for 13 hours each day. Ms. Yu was arrested for the fourth time several years later, on May 17, 2008, by officers from the Qingshan Police Station for distributing informational materials at a supermarket and sentenced to a 4-year prison term.
Rome, Italy. Public supports effort against persecution of Falun Gong in China. Falun Gong practitioners held public events in front of the Chinese embassy in Rome, Italy, on February 8, 2017, to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned killing of practitioners in China for their organs. They demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and set up banners and posters. A woman named Stefania said to practitioner Dana, "You are doing great. I am proud of you. You expose the facts and are courageously telling people what is happening in China. They, the CCP, are murderers and criminals." She added that raising awareness is the best way to help stop the persecution. Mr. Domaso from Rome expressed shock and sorrow for the practitioners being persecuted in China and even killed for their organs. He signed the petition against the persecution and took flyers. An Austrian woman living in Rome stopped to watch the practitioners. She said she had heard of the persecution of Falun Gong, but was surprised to learn that Huang Jiefu, who is in charge of organ transplantation in China, attended the summit of organ trafficking and transplant tourism at the Vatican. When she asked where she could learn more about Falun Gong in Rome, practitioners pointed her to a group practice location outdoors. A coach with Chinese tourists stopped by the practitioners demonstrating the exercises. Some said Falun Gong. Some tourists took pamphlets about the persecution in China.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.